America behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Welcome to Car Stuff. I'm Scott Benjamin.
And my name is Ben Bolin.
Hey, Ben, what's going on?
Not much, Scott. What's going on with
well,
you?
Well, I got a... this is an interesting topic, I think.
This is...
May be just one for me. I don't know.
No. It's close to my heart as well. We should give people the background, though, okay?
okay.
Just so... because I do feel bad about this.
Fair enough.
We do need to clear the air between us here.
Yeah.
So, listeners, ladies and gentlemen... the Wienermobile promotional vehicles episode has been something that we've been kicking around for almost more than a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because basically, Scott, this was originally your idea. We're both really excited about it because I think – well, you can tell them how you came about to think of this. But we kept putting it off and kept putting it off, and then I realized, Scott, you were under the impression that I thought it was a dumb idea.
Yeah.
I didn't think
every
it
time
was...
I mentioned it, you said, yeah, we could do that or we could do this.
But
and
know,
we always ended up doing this.
You know how I am, man. I just get so excited about the next big thing.
I know.
You know? But we cannot put it off any longer.
That's right.
And to make it up to you guys for, being late to the game with the Wienermobile, which is my fault. I never thought I would have to apologize for being late to the game.
Well, here's the secret. No one else suggested it.
That's true. No one else says this is not a listener suggestion.
This is my baby.
This is Scott's. Oh man, I'm like the midwife, dude. Weird. Are we having a moment?
No. No,
okay.
We're not.
So, hey, I've got some, first off.
Yeah.
What brought you to this?
Well,
what has brought this to you?
Most recent, I've seen the Wienermobile on the road twice now. And I think I mentioned this in a Nuts and Bolts episode.
Yes.
I was talking about the project car, and the day that I was going to see it,
mm-hmm.
happened to have the camera in with me next to me in the car seat. And as I'm entering the highway, so too is the Wienermobile, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. Mm-hmm. And if you've never seen this thing in person, it's pretty impressive. This thing's like, it's huge. It's like 30 feet long or something like that. It's
mm-hmm.
it's enormous. Big vehicle.
It's like an automotive sculpture of a gigantic hot dog.
Yeah, that's right. And there's a long, long history of this thing. And I mm-hmm. know that I've seen other versions of this in the past at museums. And
mm-hmm.
The Henry Ford has one where they sell hot dogs in the museum, you know, next to a hot dog stand. These are vehicles that were used in parades.
Mm-hmm.
There's still several vehicles that travel all around the United States. I mean, I saw one this summer.
Yeah.
But they're still out there. I mean, they've made many, many versions of this from, get this, going all the way back to 1935.
Which is just crazy.
1935. That was the first one. And how many do they have here? Let's see. They had one in 35,
uh-huh.
Two in the 50s, one in 1969, 75, 88, 95, 2000, 2004, 2008. 2008 is the most recent one, apparently.
Yes.
And so there's many of these things out there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, they all end up in a museum somewhere, or, you know, mm-hmm. somebody, a collector has them somewhere stashed
there,
away.
I'm sure there's some guy who just wants to own all of those.
Exactly. Yeah. But they're really kind of a cool thing to see on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but the thing that strikes you most about this is that from a great distance away, you know that that's an Oscar Mayer hot dog mobile or the Wienermobile.
Yeah, yeah.
You can spot it from half a mile away and know what that product or what product that vehicle is touting.
It's a great promotion.
It's not just a wrap on a car, which is not bad.
Not bad at all.
But it's not a billboard.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anything like that. It's not, you know, a little lettering on the back window of someone's car.
Right.
This thing is shaped like a hot dog. And
this thing is never confused with anything but a gigantic advertisement.
Yeah, exactly. So. And if you think we're crazy about talking about this stuff, because, I mean, big deal. It's the Wienermobile, right?
Whatever,
I mean,
right.
Some people don't particularly care for it or whatever. There's merchandising and everything goes along with it. Some people really love it. There's actually a long history of product mobiles or mm-hmm. marketing mobiles that goes along with this. And it's not just the Wienermobile.
And can we, before we move from the Wienermobile, let me just point out that although it is a huge marketing thing, a lot of the times these sorts of vehicles are used to go to children's hospitals and to orphanages and schools, and they're
sure.
part of
You know why?
Why?
Because they make you smile. It made me smile. When I saw it, I smiled. I was almost chuckling to myself in the car all by myself. Just laughing. Because it's funny to see the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile on the road.
Being emotionally 4 years old, I am frankly amazed that I have not had to stop our taping right now mm-hmm. by laughing every time somebody says Wiener.
They do.
See?
Yeah, see that inane.
We got to add the mobile.
Inane laughter on my part, too. You know, the other thing is that now they do great charity work. I mean, they really do. Yeah. They make this tour that goes around to all these different charities. And, you know, how many are there? I don't remember how many vehicles there are right now on the road.
On the road now?
On the road now.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Because I know that several. Not all of them.
This is strange. There is an actual position. Before we get off the Wienermobile, we'll talk about some of the other vehicles in the past, because there's some really interesting ones.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people are running these through their head right now. What other marketing vehicles can I think of?
Yeah. Think about that while we're talking.
Yeah,
what can
exactly.
You guys guess?
The last thing that I want to mention about this is that you know what the drivers for the Wienermobile are called?
Hot doggers.
Very good, Ben. You've done your research, because it's an actual job to drive the Wienermobile around. It's a year-long position, a contract position. You drive from June of 1 year to June of the next year. And you have to be selected. It's not just that you go up and, you know, you're drawn from a lottery of people.
Oh, yeah,
You have to be recruited. Mm-hmm. They go to college campuses. The only people that this is open to is college seniors who are, just about ready to graduate, they say?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a very limited field of people that they want to choose from. It's college seniors, mm-hmm. just about ready to graduate. They select 30 people from the nation, and then they narrow that down at their headquarters in kind of a final elimination round thing, kind of a. Yeah. I'm imagining like American Idol.
I'm imagining a hot dog eating contest.
Oh, you know what? That's even better. So maybe they have it.
Maybe that's Nathan's. I'm not trying.
Where they're dunking it in the water and then shimmy.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
those are
the
great.
Secret, man.
Great.
That's the secret.
I love that. Anytime I mention that, it makes my kids sick almost.
Really?
Yeah, we watched one time on the 4th of July in Savannah, and it's kind of scarred her.
You know, this is going to be weird. You're going to learn a little bit about me outside of work. I'm a huge fan of competitive eating. I follow it.
I too am a fan of competitive eating. We'll talk about the Glutton Bowl later. You remember,
the
Glutton Bowl?
We're
way off topic. Anyone who recalls the Glutton Bowl, please write in, because that was awesome.
It's a big thing. It's almost as big as the Wienermobile now, which has been consistently, more or less consistently, becoming larger and larger.
That's right. Although, I have found a version here, and I don't know if you know about this or not. Maybe you don't.
I don't.
Talk amongst yourselves while I find this in my notes here. But I was looking at the name of the company that creates the full scale size Wienermobile.
Yeah.
Okay. The 27 footer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're called, Prototype Source. That's the name of the company. Okay.
Yeah.
Prototype Source makes a lot of these, fiberglass type vehicles that look like something.
Sure.
You know, whether that's a Oscar Mayer Wiener or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They made a Wienermobile that is based on a Mini.
Oh, the Mini Cooper.
Did you see this?
I read about it.
Here's a photo of it. I'm going to show it to you.
Whoa,
if anybody wants to, just do a quick Google search on the Oscar Mayer Mobile Mini or something like that. They call it the Oscar Mayer Mini Wienermobile. And it's a really neat-looking little thing, but it's got the wheelbase of a Mini, and it's maybe slightly longer because I see the back end kind of sticks out a bit here.
Yeah.
Really cool-looking.
And you know what? That is a great I'm sorry. One last fact about the Wienermobile, because
right.
we've been building up this.
Oh, there's a ton about it.
So, the horn on the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, it plays the Wiener jingle.
Oh yeah.
Now I've got this.
Is this the one where
American
like
Eats?
They spell it out like "I wish I were an Oscar Mayer." Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. In 21 different genres.
No way.
So it's like.
Very nice.
And then a country version.
Let's hear the whole thing.
And a Cajun thing. I'm not going to do the whole thing.
That's really cool. So a little Zydeco Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Sure. No? Yeah. Why not?
Cool.
And, I felt like we would be remiss if we didn't mention that. But Scott, you're a segue genius, because you pointed out the Cooper, the Mini Cooper.
Yes.
And there have been more Mini Cooper promos.
You surprised me with one the other day that I had never heard of. I had to look it up, and now that I did.
Did you?
I did look it up. And
it's a weird-looking thing.
It is, so clue us in.
Oh, yes, sorry. not to make an inside joke of it. So
no.
What we're talking about, Mini Coopers have been modified to really, it's almost like a restructure for some of these, mm-hmm. you know, like they've done such extensive work on the Oscar Mayer Mini Wienermobile. Mm-hmm.
Really, it's just a chassis with a fiberglass cap.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good way to say it. Yeah. So there's one for Red Bull that has the backside of the Mini Cooper cut almost the way it almost looks like an impersonation of a pickup truck or something.
Yeah, it's gone. Yeah,
it's cut out. And in its place, they've put a gigantic fiberglass replica of, well, I say gigantic. For Cooper, it's gigantic.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and they put a fiberglass replica of a Red Bull can there, and it's canted at just the right angle to look like it's anti-aircraft missiles or something.
It does look like a missile launcher, doesn't it? But it's a cool little promotional mm-hmm. vehicle, and I've seen that around town many times. There's a young girl that drives that one around.
There's always, I think that's the promo people.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they select who drives these things, right?
Absolutely.
So, but the one that you mentioned, I had never heard of this before until you said it, and I did a Google search and mm-hmm. found it. What was
it? Delta, I believe, has a Mini Cooper that has fiberglass tail attached to the back. It has a nose cone. Yeah, nose cone. And it's got the wings complete with the engines.
Oh, sure, with the jets hanging down below it?
Yeah.
Well, sort of. They're about halfway there. They're halfway sticking into the doors. They're tiny wings.
Yeah, they're weird. It's a weird-looking thing. I don't know if it would be my daily driver, but
no.
It's cool. And in both cases, like the Red Bull and the Delta Mini Coopers are, you know, painted the brand colors.
Yeah.
And these vehicles are just there for people to drive around to,
you know, I don't mean to cut you off, but that I saw online was a Mini Cooper that, you know, had the jet set up.
Uh-huh.
And they had painted it pink for breast cancer awareness. And they also had it parked in front of a vehicle that they were loading with passengers that was also painted, you know, full-size plane, a Delta jet that was painted pink for breast cancer awareness as well. So they use it for promotion in that way, too, in that sense that, you know, whatever mm-hmm. their cause of the month is or cause of the quarter or whatever it happens to be. And then in the off time, it's just a Delta plane.
Yeah.
Which is really kind of, it's a strange looking vehicle, but yeah, that full tail section and wings, come on.
That's
on a Mini
weird.
Cooper, that's strange. Now, the wings don't, you know, stretch out into the traffic.
It's
relatively small.
They're at most 2 feet, maybe.
Yeah, they're really tiny. But yeah, it's interesting. It's a neat looking little car.
I always wonder, does it affect your car? You know, it has to. After you get past a certain speed, man, friction there has to.
It would have to. It'd have to slow you down quite a bit,
yeah,
I think. It definitely doesn't make it faster, I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm sure they're not. I hope they're not racing.
So, all right, so we're talking about other vehicles that look like something else.
Yes.
Not just painted, not just billboards, not just signs, whatever.
Right.
The same company that did the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, the company Prototype Source.
Yeah,
Prototype Source, and I think they're in where are they? They're in, I'm going to say the name, Goleta, Goleta, California.
Okay.
That's where they're located, and they also have made something called the Hershey Kissmobile.
Ah, yes.
And this is an unusual looking car. It's got three Hershey's Kisses on what looks like a parade platform. Really?
Yeah.
Like a flatbed truck almost or something.
Yeah, it's like you just walked up and saw a little plate.
Mm-hmm.
A little rectangular plate that's whereupon someone would put three Hershey Kisses.
But it's huge. It's huge. This is a big. This is like a full scale truck size thing.
Yeah,
and it's big. It's not a small vehicle.
No.
But it really is interesting. I mean, it looks like three Hershey's Kisses. You're not going to mistake this for any other product other than that. And I know I've seen, you know, there's a 100th anniversary of Hershey's mm-hmm. vehicle that's driving around like that too.
I've heard of this. Yeah,
and you know they can, you know, the seasons how they make different stripes on the packages and
right.
things. Easily modified to make it look like that for whatever season. So it was a good move on their part.
It's genius. It's still not my favorite, though.
How about this one? the Goldfish vehicle, which they call the Pepperidge Farm Goldfish Mobile.
Get out of my head. That's my favorite one.
Is it really?
It's my favorite
one. So it's a little Goldfish, similar style thing. It's just a great big fiberglass thing. It looks like a goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the little snack crackers. And, wearing a giant pair of sunglasses. Again, big size, you know, this is a truck size vehicle. It's huge.
Yeah.
But you're not going to mistake that for anything else. And then there's the mini, Oscar Mayer Mobile.
Yeah.
How about Mr. Peanut's Hot Rod?
Oh.
The Planter's Peanut.
Yeah, you know, I saw that.
They call it the Planter's Nutmobile is what it's called if you want to look it up online.
Who is naming these things?
I could be wrong, but I think it's a NASCAR thing. So, you know, it's got a great big, fiberglass, huge engine sticking out of the top of this
thing.
It's shaped like a peanut, and Mr. Peanut's driving it. But, yeah, I don't know who's coming up with this stuff, but here's one that I do like. Kellogg's Tony Mobile,
which is a weird design because I'm holding up the same one, right?
Oh yeah, that's
yeah. Okay, tell me what's going on here with this one.
Well, it's got Diggum,
yeah,
from the
Smacks.
The Smacks, the Sugar Smacks, or formerly Sugar Smacks. I don't know what they are now. They're like Honey Smacks or something.
Oh, okay.
Toucan Sam, and of course Tony the Tiger. My grandfather.
That's Toucan Sam. Okay.
My grandfather's a huge Frosted Flakes fan, so Tony the Tiger, something dear to my heart, Ben.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think, you know what? I went for a tour of the Kellogg's factory in Michigan, mm-hmm. and when it was still around, it was called Cereal City, I think, which sounds kind of creepy, Cereal. I always think Cereal Killer, but Cereal City. And you could watch, you know, things being made, the corn flakes and things, and
yeah.
I think I did the chicken dance with Tony the Tiger at one point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you a kid?
In the cafeteria. My kid was a kid. I was, you know, trying to, you know, be the fun dad,
yeah,
get out there and do some stuff.
Cool,
we were in the cafeteria, and Tony the Tiger came through, and they were doing it, and I said, I'll do that.
Look at you, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome.
So, chicken dance with Tony the Tiger. Anyways, that, like the more modern history type stuff, but
yeah. Where do you want to go with this?
I want to go way back.
You want to go way back?
Yeah, but you sound like you might have had something else to say about the current versions.
I just want to add for folks who are concerned about whether or not they can turn their trailer into a promo vehicle. I found two big companies that were doing these things consistently, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it seems like we've hit on a small world, you
mm-hmm.
know. But you can get four different kinds of trailers, exhibit trailers, and these are more of the small make an impression.
So this is if you go to Prototype Source.
Yeah.
And they can custom make these
yes.
for you. Okay.
Hospitality trailers, which are going to be
that's like a moving lounge, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then of course, kitchen trailers are, you know, like the food trucks you would see. And then gooseneck trailers, you know, you just hitch them on to something else. So
mm-hmm.
they're the smaller ones. So let me tell you, folks listening out there, if you think your significant other, your kids or your parents are not going to let you go on and buy a full-on charter bus with your face molded onto it in fiberglass. Don't worry, buddy. Start small.
I would make mine look like a giant cheesesteak.
That'd be awesome.
But I wouldn't sell cheesesteaks or anything. I would just drive it.
I would do me like – I would do mine with me like on a fiberglass wave on like a surfboard
mm-hmm.
and like wailing on
awesome.
a what's something upon which one can wail? A guitar? A double-neck guitar?
And you're so cool the way you said that. Yeah.
Thank
you're so cool.
Oh,
I would make mine look like a motorcycle with a skeleton riding through the gates of hell. And no, I'm just kidding. Nothing
that's awesome.
Like that. Yeah, that would be my tattoo.
Anyways, me back. Should I make a
well,
Wayne's World noise?
You know, there's some older ones here. There's some crazy ones. I mean, if you look back at like – now, these are – you can find some modern photos of these because they've been restored or still in use in some cases. If you get a chance – and I'll just give you the names of some of these so that you can look at them.
Yeah.
Because they're strange. I'll show you a picture. There's the Outspan Orange, which is nothing but – looks like a tennis ball, an orange tennis ball on wheels. It's made from a modified mini chassis. You know, the original mini. So you're talking a really tiny little vehicle,
super
but
tiny.
It's a complete sphere. And it's painted orange with pock marks, like a regular orange with a, you know, little stem at the top and everything. It's really kind of neat looking. There's the Cadbury Cream Egg Mobile, which looks like a Cadbury Cream Egg, of course, but very similar to the Outspan orange.
What year was that? Do you know?
Oh, like, boy. Yeah. I don't know.
How old
are these? I don't know, but it looks like it's an older vehicle.
Like it has to be older.
To me, these look like they're coming from the 60s, maybe the 70s.
Yeah, definitely got that 60s design.
I could be wrong. And there's a whole list of others here, but here's another strange one. There is it sounds funny, a P-mobile.
A P-mobile?
Yeah, there's a
bird. Who is naming these?
Well, it's the Bird's Eye P-mobile. And so that makes sense now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it does now.
P-E-A, okay. It looks just like similar to the orange.
Yeah, but it's green.
It's green. And it looks like it's got parts of a Volkswagen in it, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
The only part on this vehicle that comes from a Volkswagen is apparently the headlights.
I was going to say the headlights look like the front of a Volkswagen.
But when you look at it, it clearly looks like it's made from a Volkswagen, but it's not. This is, you know, fully custom vehicle, but, I don't know. Interesting thing. It says the Bird's Eye P car. You might want to take a look for some of those. And one other thing that I found before we go way back in history, and then I promise that's it.
Wait. No, lay it on me.
Do you remember in the, was it 1970s or 1980s? Stroh's Beer had a car they actually had a mascot type thing. Alex the Dog.
Oh, yes.
Alex the Dog that would go fetch a beer for the owner. Remember how that
yeah, little white dog, right?
Nope.
No,
that was Spuds McKenzie. That's Spuds McKenzie.
You know, I was a kid, but I'm dating myself. So
that's
I'm
all right.
Sorry.
That's all right. Alex the Dog was a golden retriever.
Oh, okay.
And he would go fetch beer for his owner. You know, it was a whole bit on the commercial, right?
Good dog.
They had a Stroh's beer can car that looks. I mean, it's like a tubular car almost. It looks like a beer can with, you know, V8 engine pipes sticking out of the front.
It almost looks like they built it off a hot rod.
It's a cool hot rod type roadster looking thing, but it's a promotional vehicle that you're not gonna mistake this for anything else other than
a can of Schlitz.
Looks like a can of Stroh's beer.
Stroh's.
Yeah, Stroh's beer. And, you know, in this particular photo has Alex driving the car. I think it's from a poster.
From a promo?
A poster, yeah.
Yeah,
you can buy a
awesome
poster of this. So, while I was looking at that, I was linked to a site that had product mobiles from Hemmings. You know how Hemmings will sometimes have old ads?
Yeah.
They had this really cool thing where there's about 6 pages of what they called product mobiles. And
okay.
These come from a writer, R. Scroggins? 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 Something like that. Just an excerpt from his book called Product Mobiles. And the first vehicle that I looked at was a V8 vegetable juice can. It's exactly like the Stroh's vehicle.
Oh,
if
yeah,
you look
it
at
is.
It,
wow.
It's the same thing. When you look at them side by side, it's just one's painted up with V8, one's painted up with Stroh's. So, same vehicle, same idea. Different paint job. But
same dog driving.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. No, the V8, you know what's funny? The V8 mobile here has stalks of celery on the seat that say V8 above them. Big stalks of celery. Looks like white leather interior, maybe.
You know what? Maybe I'll try it again, but I had a V8 one time, and then I thought, you know.
No.
It's just not going to work. If I had to survive, I'd do it. I know some people really like them. It's just not
what a ringing endorsement that was, because if I had to survive, I would drink this product.
Yeah, if I had to drink it to survive, I'm being realistic.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I'm
that's
not going to say I hate it.
That's true.
I like the car more, though.
It's like you could either drink this V8 juice, or we have some warm clam juice that you could drink, and you'd say, oh, gross, I'll take the clam juice.
Yeah, I probably would.
Okay.
Go on.
I'll just quickly go through a couple of these and then we're done, I promise.
Pep-O-Mint.
But there's the Pep-O-Mint Lifesavers vehicle
that,
and this is going back to, let's see, doesn't have a year on it. But I would guess, because it's spoke wheels that are wooden, I would say that this is built on a Model T chassis, if I had to guess. So you're talking about that era of vehicles. You're talking like late 19-teens, early 1920s. So these promotional vehicles are not really new. They go way, way back. Of course, there's the original Oscar Mayer mobile, much smaller than the one that we see now.
Yeah, the 27-foot-long, 11 feet high.
Yeah, the driver is actually out in the open almost in this one, but it's in a parade. Of course, there's one here that looks like a milk bottle. Mm-hmm. Has milk bottle cutouts in the back window and everything. The entire vehicle looks like a milk bottle. That's a cool one. One that from Leighton Tire that looks like it's just a section, like a cross section of a tire, which is cool. This one's kind of cool. This is the Electrolux vacuum cleaner company, mm-hmm. and the vehicle looks like one of those canister vacuums. You know, the kind that would have wheels and that would.
Yeah.
So the entire car looks like an Electrolux vacuum, and this one is from 1922, believe it or not. So
wow.
Can you imagine if you would? I mean, this thing, if it was around today, it may be, you know, stuffed in a barn somewhere, or someone's got it in a museum. I know,
yeah.
But there's one that looks like a shoe that was also built on, a Model T chassis. This one, you know what's interesting about this, Ben?
What's
I made a
that?
Note next to this one. The one that looks like a shoe.
Yeah.
The whole car looks like a shoe, like a big patent leather shoe. The wheels say Fat Feet, spelled P-H-A-T-P-H-E-E-T. I thought the P-H-A-T thing was kind of a new thing.
So did I, Scott.
Yeah, fat. So they, this is back in the 1920s. Yeah, 1921.
Oh, for shame, American slang makers.
That's right, yeah.
Plagiarist.
So, isn't that something? But, I mean, there's some that look like wine casks. There's one that looks like a giant wooden radio, you know, the old radios that they have.
Oh, that's cool. I'm still, in my head, I'm still going Fat Feet.
What is this one? This one looks like a, it looks like a speedometer. One that looks like a camera that the Milwaukee Journal used for a while. The whole vehicle looks like a camera, and it itself is a darkroom. The vehicle's a darkroom.
See, I like that.
Isn't that
neat?
I like
the function.
That's really cool.
That's cool.
And the picture has someone from the Milwaukee Journal standing on top of it taking a photo at the person taking the photo.
Huh? Get
kinda
it?
Cool,
and this
huh?
is before Facebook, so
exactly.
That kind of stuff was really cool.
Exactly. I mean, some look like teapots, some look like, it's just a variety of these, but there's this also this cool one that's a boat. And it looks like a pack of Wrigley Spearmint gum. It's an airboat. So that the skids on the front, you know, like imagine
nice.
Two pontoons.
Yeah.
They look like packs of gum.
That's awesome.
And, of course, there's bannering all over it, and it's really cool. But, you know, these vehicles, they're so unique. They look like what they're meant to look like. I mean, you're not going to mistake the Outspan orange car for anything but a moving orange.
Right.
I don't know about the, I'm not so sure about the Green Giant pea car, but, I don't know what you would think that was. But I like the Stroh's beer can car that Alex is driving here.
Yeah.
You're not going to mistake that. The Wienermobile, same mm-hmm. thing. The Kissmobile, not going to mistake those.
I hope I didn't lose too many points with everybody for confusing my dog beer mascots.
Ah, that's all right. We all know Spuds was near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, I'm going to miss him.
Spuds McKenzie. Yeah.
Can we get some missing Spuds music?
R.I.P.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So one thing I've got to ask you and the listeners – what do you think if you were to make a product mobile? What would you? What would
yeah,
you
because
for?
You know I know that there's a ton of these around. I've seen one that
sure.
looks like a stiletto shoe. I've seen one that mm-hmm. looks like a telephone.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen all kinds of promotional vehicles, but I wonder what else is out there that we're missing. I mean, I know
yeah.
that there's some that probably look like a big lobster for a lobster factory lobster restaurant, or a you know where they pound out lobsters,
or something that has maybe a scene from a film.
Yeah,
that's a possibility.
Yeah.
You know, I immediately think of the boulder chasing Indiana Jones, but that's just me. Especially if you could rig it so the boulder is always kind of like moving.
Oh, you're talking about like float type stuff.
I'm going overboard.
This would be like the Rose Bowl parade type stuff.
Yeah, I'm being ridiculous.
No, this is, really something that looks like the product that it's meaning to represent and mm-hmm. that, you know, I don't know what else could be out there, but I'm sure that there are people that have spotted these.
Mm-hmm.
Not that just have something stuck onto them, you know, like an art car or something like that.
Right. We don't want stuff with stickers on it.
No.
We want stuff that the chassis has been modified, that there have been fiberglass physical additions to the vehicle. You know, not something that.
Yeah, sure. If it's a coffin manufacturer, the car looks like a coffin, not like, you know, grandpa's speedster, dragster, whatever, but it's also a promotional vehicle for the company that makes that coffin.
Are you talking about the grandpa from Adam's Family? Or
was
from
that,
the Munsters?
The Munsters, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah the Munsters, the dragster.
That was a nice ride, though.
The dragster car that he had. But let's say if it's for a basketball manufacturer, if the car looked like a basketball.
Then
I'm looking at the Peach Mobile here, so
sure,
that's what I'm thinking
sure.
of. But Yeah. So anything that's like that, if you guys can think about it, just send us in some photos or some, you know, some ideas of what you could make.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. As you know, we always like to end by letting you know the best way to get in contact with us. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us at Twitter, CarStuffHSW. You can check out our awesome blog. You can also learn anything automotive on our website. On the slight, implausible, but possible chance that you don't find what you're looking for on one of those places, please write to us immediately at
carstuff@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. To learn more about the podcast, click on the podcast icon in the upper right corner of our homepage. The HowStuffWorks iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.